Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insight. In the previous episode, we discussed the topic, the status of women in Islam and their rights from Surah An-Nisa. The status of women in Islam and their rights from Surah An-Nisa, focusing on women's rights as mothers. We explored the status of mothers pre-Islam and the honor bestowed upon them later through Islam. We also discussed the lessons on serving the mother and the rights granted to mothers. In today's episode, we will continue the topic from Surah An-Nisa, discussing women's rights as a sister and daughter. First, we will discuss the status of sisters, their care and compassion, the teachings of kindness towards them, and their rights. Following that, we will talk about the injustices inflicted on daughters before Islam, the status of daughters in Islam, the blessings received through them, and their rights. So let's begin our episode by highlighting the excellence of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Remember, every time you send durood upon me, it acts as a shield for your prayers, brings you closer to the pleasure of the Almighty, and purifies your actions." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, a sister is a relation that simultaneously provides support and solace. It is a bond that stands by you in every difficult moment and never leaves you alone. One of the beautiful aspects of a woman's character is her role as a sister, who can sacrifice her life for her brother and even forsake her rights for him. Before Islam, sisters were not treated well. They were discarded like unwanted pests from their parents' inheritance. In the era of ignorance, the social evil of marriage to one's own sister was common, but Islam has forever prohibited this. Hence, in part 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 23, Allah Almighty proclaims, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, forbidden for you to marry are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters. Islam grants a sacred status to every relationship, especially when it comes to women. The directives of Islam are very clear in this regard. The respect accorded to a sister in Islam is unparalleled to any other religion. Islam highlights the rights of sisters and teaches its followers to treat their biological and milk sisters with kindness. Sisters stand by their brothers in times of joy and sorrow. After the passing of their mother, they often take on the household responsibilities, ensuring the absence of their mother is not felt. We must respect and honor our sisters. The practical example of respecting sisters can be found in the noble life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The way he treated his milk sister, Sayyidatuna Shima radiallahu ta'ala anha, is a remarkable example. When she visited him, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up in respect, spread his shawl for her to sit on, and said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted." This act of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is not only a clear testament to the respect for sisters, but also a guiding light for all of humanity. Similarly, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu married a widow to take care of and provide a good upbringing for his 7 or 9 sisters. Dear viewers, a sister is one of Allah Almighty's greatest gifts. If she is older, she is like a mother to her younger siblings, showing them compassion and guidance. If she is younger, she is like a daughter in terms of love and affection. The Holy Quran beautifully describes the care and guardianship of an elder sister. When the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam placed him in a basket and set it adrift in the river, it was found by Fir'aun's people. When his mother learned that he alayhi salam was in Fir'aun's hands, she became distressed. She sent his elder sister Maryam to follow him and find out his condition. Musa alayhi salam's sister watched over him from a distance, ensuring his safety. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims, وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهِ فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَن جُنُوبٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: and his mother said to his sister, "Follow him." So she, his sister, watched him from afar, while they, the people of Pharaoh, did not perceive. Subhanallah. The mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam entrusted this great responsibility to his older sister, knowing that after a mother, it is the elder sister who can be the most concerned and compassionate towards the child. Why wouldn't there be this love and care for a brother? After all, from childhood to adulthood, they have shared everything. They lived under the same roof, ate together, and went through times of happiness, sorrow, and distress together. Dear viewers, after our parents, if anyone deserves our utmost kindness, it is our sister. Tariq Muharibi radiallahu anhu states, when we came to Medina, we saw that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was standing on the pulpit delivering a sermon, saying, "The hand which gives is the upper hand. Start with those for whom you are responsible, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, then the next closest, and the next closest." In this blessed hadith, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions sisters after parents, indicating that after parents, the one most deserving of our kindness is our sister. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest well-wisher of women, has emphasized the respect for sisters. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged caring for them, taking responsibility for them, and elevated the status of sisters, akin to daughters in love and affection. Giving glad tidings to those who nurture their sisters, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Whoever has 3 daughters or 3 sisters or 2 daughters or 2 sisters and raises them well and fears Allah Almighty in their affairs, paradise will be guaranteed for him." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allah, Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam encouraged people to maintain family ties by advising them to give their wealth to their sisters. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu anha, give your sisters your slave girl to maintain family ties. This is beneficial for you. Dear viewers, Islam is a religion that desires the construction of a good society. Islam is the only religion that clarifies the rights of every relationship. Regarding sisters, Islam advocates treating them with affection, ensuring their education and upbringing. The father is not alive, taking responsibility for their care. Islam has also outlined the rights of sisters. Let's learn about these rights. The right to inheritance. Islam has granted both men and women the right to inherit and has designated various shares for women in property. Both men and women have the right to inherit from their relatives, just as sons have a share in parental inheritance after the passing of parents. Similarly, Allah Almighty has clearly outlined shares for daughters in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 11 to 12. Islam emphasizes giving rights to our sisters. For those who give their sisters their rightful share in inheritance, Allah Almighty has given the good news of paradise. Those who deprive their sisters of their inheritance rights are deserving of the punishment of hellfire. Allah Almighty proclaims, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and whosoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and exceeds the boundaries of Allah, then Allah will make him enter fire. He will remain therein forever, and for him there is a most humiliating punishment. The care of sisters. Brothers should maintain good conduct with their sisters and treat them kindly. If a brother is responsible for the care of his sisters, he should fulfill this duty willingly and handle any difficulties with patience. There's great reward in doing so. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, a person who has three daughters or sisters and observes patience in dealing with their difficulties and hardships, Allah Almighty will grant that person entry into paradise due to His mercy upon them. A person asked, if there are two, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, even if there are two. He asked, if there is one, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, even if there is one. Meaning there is the same excellence. Subhanallah. Similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described spending on sisters as a means of averting oneself from the hellfire. Therefore, even after her marriage, one should keep in touch with his sister. If any issue arises, it should be resolved and her sorrows should be shared empathetically. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fulfillment of rights. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam encourages fulfilling the rights of a sister, both in terms of fulfilling her rights towards Allah Almighty and towards people, even after her demise. Hence, a person came in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly asked, my sister took a vow to perform Hajj, but she passed away. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if she had a debt, would you pay it off? He said, of course I would. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then fulfill the right of Allah Almighty, as He is most deserving that His right be fulfilled. Dear viewers, we have learned about the status and rights of a sister. Let's now explore the status of women in Islam as daughters. Before Islam, the birth of a daughter was considered a curse, a burden, and a cause of shame and disgrace. Upon hearing of the birth of a daughter, the father's face would turn dark with grief and anger. to extinguish the fire of anger and dispel shame, they would bury that little girl alive. Allah. Someone would throw his living daughter into a well. Even if she had the chance to live, her life was no less than torture. To be beaten and treated like animals, deprived of inheritance, and thrown into rivers to get water. These were common occurrences. In this helpless situation, there was no one to help these oppressed women or share their sorrows. Finally, the dark night of ongoing oppression and injustice ended, and with the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the banner of Islam rose gloriously in the world. Dear viewers, when Islam began to spread its teachings in the world, it completely transformed the map of the world. It shattered the customs of the age of ignorance. For instance, it pulled people out of darkness, provided them with proper education and upbringing, and restored to them the lost dignity. While daughters were considered cursed and unfortunate before Islam, Islam presented them as fortunate and blessed. Hence the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever does not bury his daughter alive, nor considers her disgraceful, nor gives preference to his son over her, Allah Almighty will admit such a person into paradise." Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put an end to the injustices inflicted on daughters and elevated their status. He showed such great kindness towards daughters. The leader of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand up in respect for his daughter, the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, kiss her hand and seat her on his own place. Subhanallah. Islam has bestowed special rewards and honors upon those who nurture their daughters and make sacrifices for them. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha states, "A woman came to me asking for something. She had two daughters with her. At that time, I had nothing except a date which I gave to her. I saw that she divided the date between her two daughters and did not eat anything herself." After the woman left, a little while later, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. I narrated the whole incident to him, explaining how the woman preferred her daughters despite being hungry herself. Hearing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever is tested with daughters and treats them well, these daughters will become a shield for him against the hellfire." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, a daughter is a blessing from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty bestows the blessing of a daughter to whom He wills and grants sons to whom He wills. Islam has given the great honor to daughters. A daughter is the comfort of her father's eyes, the liveliness of the home, the beloved of her brothers, the princess of her maternal and paternal families, the one who protects her caregivers from the fire, and the one who leads them to paradise. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever has a daughter born to him and does not harm her, does not consider her inferior, and does not prefer his son over her, Allah Almighty will admit him into paradise." A daughter makes a person deserving of many blessings. A daughter is a means of receiving prayers from angels. On Judgment Day, a daughter's satisfaction will save her parents from the horrors of the day of resurrection and bring them joy. Spending on a daughter is considered charity. Showing kindness to her is akin to those who weep out of fear of Allah Almighty. A daughter is a source of Allah Almighty's help until Judgment Day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When a daughter is born to someone, Allah Almighty sends angels who come and say, 'Assalamu alaikum, Ahlul Bayt.' Peace be upon you, O people of this house. The angels take that baby girl under the shade of their wings, and while stroking her head, say that this is a weak soul born from another weak soul. Whoever takes the responsibility of nurturing this weak soul will have Allah Almighty's help with him until Judgment Day. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, just as Islam has granted many rights to mothers and sisters, it has also bestowed several rights upon daughters. Let's listen to some of them. The right to live. Before Islam, daughters were buried alive and thrown into wells. Islam granted them the right to live. Islam raised awareness that daughters also have the right to live. The mercy of the Messenger of Allah Almighty sallallahu alayhi wasallam extended to girls, and they began to be given proper rights in society. The right to nurturing. Islam has encouraged the education, upbringing, and good nurturing of daughters, and has promised paradise for those who fulfill these responsibilities. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever raises three daughters, educates them, teaches them manners, arranges their marriages, and treats them with kindness, for him is paradise. The right to consent in marriage. Dear viewers, among the things that highlight the status and rank of daughters in Islam is that it is necessary for the father to seek permission from her for her marriage. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, a widow's marriage should not be arranged without her consent, and a virgin's marriage should not be arranged without her permission. The right to inheritance. Islam has made daughters entitled to inherit property and has included them as heirs to the wealth of their close relatives. Allah Almighty has clearly stated the prescribed shares for daughters in Surah An-Nisa verses 11 to 12. Therefore, give your daughters their share according to Islamic ruling, so that you may avoid embarrassment before Allah Almighty on Judgment Day, and ensure that society remains free from moral corruption. May Allah Almighty enable us to understand the religion and act upon it. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will be back with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.